The second teaching for the month of July 2010 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme The Tithes. The Lord be with you. To recapitulate what we have said in the last teaching, although man is saved by faith alone, faith manifests itself in our deeds and in our style of life, and faith touches the whole life of a person, every aspect of it, including his wallet. Money are good in as much as they serve men to live a decent and dignified life. The greed of money, or the love of money, as St. Paul has said in the first letter to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 10, is really the root of all evil. One may end up doing all sorts of evil out of greed for money. However, money can serve us to express our likeness to God when we share our money and provide for those in need. God does not need us or our money. It is we that need God. We show that we really believe this when we are grateful for whatever we have and enjoy, and when we trust Him by sharing generously and gratuitously, not from the surplus, but from what we have. This understanding amongst the people of God has led them to develop a spiritual practice or exercise called tithes since Old Testament times. We find this practice passing on the first Christian community in the Acts of the Apostles, where the members did not give a fraction but everything and put it at the feet of the apostles. And in this way, St. Luke tells us there was no one in need amongst them, and they could support missionaries being sent in all parts of the world known at the time to spread the good news. However, already in the Acts of the Apostles and in the letters of St. Paul, we find that there were abuses, both in the giving and in the administration of tithes. We have the story of Ananias and Sapphira, who pretended of giving everything when they were actually holding something for themselves. And we have Paul feeling the need of telling one of his communities that he sought to provide for his needs, though he had the right to depend on the offerings of the community. So I think we have made the point clear enough. During the cell, we do not make any collections, but we do encourage people to give tithes. Tithes are not a collection, nor a pledge agreed upon by the members of the cell. The tithes are an expression of one's own gratitude and trust to God. The tithes are a way of learning how to sacrifice oneself and pay the price needed for the spreading of the gospel. In order to be that, the tithes need to be given freely, something between you and God. Whoever still find this teaching or practice difficult to understand, or has his own reservations, should stay at peace and feel free not to participate in this gesture. But let us not hinder those who understand this teaching and wish to grow in their zeal for evangelization from benefiting of this practice. We usually give tithes on the last meeting of the cell for the month. The leader should see to it that the way they are given protect one's own freedom. Nobody should know who has given or who did not give the tithes. Nobody should know how much each one has given. This is something between each person and God. The tithes are given to the church's mission of new evangelization through the cell. Every member of the cell should have a ministry through which he or she serves the other members. For example, there is somebody who organized the chairs in a circle and put a table in the middle. There might be somebody who will have the ministry of laying out the table. There might be somebody who would have the ministry of preparing the hymns to be sung during the cell meeting, etc., etc. If we are to evangelize effectively, we need to learn how to serve and minister to others. Service is the second and most important step in the evangelizing process. One of the ministry in the cell should be that of diaconia. The person given this ministry should take care of the bag where the tithes are put, keep a book where he registers every income and every expense, and give account to all the cell, say every year or 6 months, or whenever the leader feels the need that this should be done. What should be done with the money of the tithes? It should serve the expenses of the cell itself, to buy the candle, to buy flowers, to cover the expenses of the material provided for the cell meeting, like printing material of handouts, CDs, etc. If there will not be enough money, then God's providence takes care in some other way. We never cease to provide the material because a cell did not have the necessary means for it. I know that in every cell, God inspires generous people who make personal sacrifices in buying candles and flowers, etc. But this should not be so. Firstly, because no burden should be put on anyone serving a ministry. And secondly, because everyone should be allowed to share and participate in everything with regard to the cell. If, on the other hand, after such expenses for the candle, flowers, and other material are made, there is a surplus, the leader and the cell should not haste in disposing of it. One should wait on the Holy Spirit, who will suggest at the right moment for which good cause they should be used. However, one should not let the sum accumulate much. At least, by the end of the year, the cell should dispose of the surplus. Let me give some suggestions how this money can be used. Then it can be given to some evangelization project, or to support someone attending a course of formation in evangelization, or to make a retreat for which he might not have enough money himself. They can also serve to support someone in the cell, or a person of your oikos who finds himself in some financial difficulty, or for some project in the parish which has the aim directly linked to evangelization. One last observation with regard to supporting a member of the cell or some other person you know. The way such support is given should be kept very secret. The person benefiting from this help should never come to know that such support is coming from the cell. First of all, because the cell is a cell of evangelization and not a social assistant group. Secondly, we do not want people to come to the cell because there they can find financial assistance. We want people to come to the cell because they met Jesus personally and want to respond to his call to share him with others. Thirdly, because the cell should maintain its freedom to support when it thinks it can and really can do it, which might not always be the case. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.